It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the blog guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. And if you aren't familiar with Tom Lydon, well, either you're not paying attention when he's on Money Life every week with the ETF of the week, or you haven't been to ETFtrends.com. Tom does run ETF Trends and Global Trend Asset Management. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon. And it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. If you've lost confidence in traditional brokerage and investment firms, it's time to learn about the Hightower difference. To find out more, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, let's get right to it. Our ETF of the week is...
the Tucrium Corn ETF. Ticker symbol, surprisingly... C-O-R-N.
That's right. It's the Tucrium Corn ETF. I have to tell you, when I first heard about this ETF, I thought it's kind of a gimmick. And I didn't know how I would feel about it. And I'm still not sure how I feel about it. So the question is this a long-term play or is this a short-term play? Because long-term is where I thought this might be goofy. Short-term, I suppose I could see some tactical stuff here.
You're absolutely right, Chuck. This is strictly short term. And there's a great story behind it, or a not so great story behind it as far as consumers are concerned. Farmers in America were expecting a bumper crop in corn and other agricultural commodities. But right now, with one of the worst droughts that we've seen in over 25 years, already the USDA has come out with a crop report saying that corn alone is going to be down over 12%. And we may be just getting started.
So we're basically trying to get into corn now because we expect the supply and demand curve to be so ugly that we're going to see a real pop? Or with that news out of the bag, I would have thought that things already had moved.
Well, you're right, Chuck, and I'm starting to learn as much as I can just the way you are right now. The idea is bumper crop just 3 weeks ago, no rain, drought, the corn isn't pollinating, and right now USDA official reports are saying 12% decrease. The next report isn't coming out to August 10th, and you know what? You look in weather maps in the Midwest, there is not a drop of rain in sight, so it could be a heck of a lot worse. Now, we've already seen a spike in corn prices and other commodity, agricultural commodity prices. However, many on the street who are watching this very closely are saying prices are going to continue to go north. So there are a couple ways to play it. You can go out and buy futures yourself, or there are a variety of ETFs that represent a variety of agricultural-related ETFs, and then there are some that are specific to a certain crop, as corn is. And since it's one of the biggest out there, this is one that we're looking at right now.
Again, it is the Tucrium Corn Fund, ticker symbol CORN, the ETF of the week. And basically, Tom, as I understand it, this ETF really only has three holdings. It's not three holdings the way a stock would be. It basically only invests in three things, and then it does that over and over again and balances the portfolio, right?
That's right. So you're buying futures. There are futures in this portfolio. And the idea is, you are going to pay a little bit more for the future price. So it's two months out, 3 months out, and the harvest month, which tends to be in the fall, obviously. But the general idea here is we only get one chance a year to bring in a harvest of corn. And right now, with already estimates being disappointing and the fact that it could be worse, we could continue to see prices go up. And in buying this ETF, which is extremely liquid, you're not having to pay any premium. It's, you can buy it in the morning and sell it in the afternoon if you'd like. Here's a way to hedge commodity prices, agricultural prices right now, as we see what the next few weeks bring.
There is a 1.5 roughly percent expense ratio on 2-cream corn. From the ETF perspective, that's pretty pricey. Do you not care in this case because it's a short-term play?
No, I think you're right there. It is pricey compared to most ETFs. You know, you see most ETFs priced between the 20 and 40 basis point area. Are you paying a little bit more? Yes, absolutely. However, if you were to go out and buy the futures themselves, you probably, A, would pay a little bit more, and B, potentially have more at risk. In this case, you're just watching the price of corn and tracking the price of corn daily. There's not necessarily going to be any individual event that over the course of one day is going to see a 10 or 20% move, where if you're buying the futures itself, that could potentially happen. So again, as you point out, buyer beware. This is not your average fund. It's not your average ETF. But there's an opportunity here for investors who are feeling like they may want to hedge their portfolios against future agricultural prices and the spike in agricultural prices. And the corn ETF is surely going to be moving in a few weeks.
And since we're talking about a few weeks, is that literally the holding period we're talking about here? If you're buying this now, while it's not something that you've said you're going to trade out of on a daily basis, what kind of trading time frame are you looking at here?
Yeah, well, the big event coming up in the next 3 weeks is the USDA crop report, which will be out August 10th. The feeling on the street is they're going to continue to decrease production, so that means that the price will go up, and it could get worse. So I would say minimum 3 weeks at this point to be able to benefit from that if you're buying it now. Okay. But this is not something that you hold into the fall.
So there you have it, an opportunistic play. You might want to get it now, hold it through August 10th at least, but not holding it into the fall. It is the 2-cream Corn Fund ETF. The ticker symbol is CORN, C-O-R-N. The guest, Tom Lydon, he is the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's etftrends.com or follow him on Twitter, at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is more of Money Life to lead. Up next, it's the big interview. It's big. You don't want to miss it, so stick around. Money Life will be right back.